Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
I can tell you're verklempt.
Yeah, well, we just dropped off our daughter at college. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll never forget when we came up here when our kids were little and they were sitting in their baby car seats. Mm-hmm. You know, we were thinking about moving here. And we drove through Ithaca. And we stood on top of that hill, and it happened to be the weekend that parents were dropping off their kids at college. And we saw these parents, and we just looked in the back seat, and we started crying because we thought one day these children are going to go off to college and our job will be done. And I told my brother-in-law that story. He said, oh, they weren't crying because they were sad. Those were tears of joy. Yeah. And you know, now I know what he means.
Yes.
You know, it's obviously it's weird, the empty nest, but I think about all the things we've argued about over the last 18, well, 21 if you count my son.
Yeah.
We're not going to argue about that anymore, right? It's like, but those people who have been the center of our universe, I also look far ahead and see my mom at 86, and I think, I get why she wants to know what's going on with my everything in my life, because you are so emotionally involved in your children's lives for 18 years. You know, and I actually said to my son the other day, I'd like you to, you know, I want you to integrate the things I say to you so that you hear me in your head as you go on throughout your life, but it becomes your voice, not mine. That's the point.
Yeah, that's a good
and
way
I
to
hope
put
that
it.
I'm, isn't that really like,
that's
think
really
about
good.
That.
That's
was beautiful.
Pretty deep. That's zen.
Yeah. But it's really about how you hope that lessons that you've taught them will get them through. And, you know, sending off a daughter to a big college campus does come with other worries and things that I just didn't
different
have about
boys.
Him, you know? And then, of course, he surprised me and I got to worry about other things, you know, once he went off to Michigan.
I know. You know that your job is never done.
I think your job worrying may never be done.
Right.
And your job hoping that you have instilled in them what they need to be successful in an environment where there are no rules, where there's really no parameters, and your only goal is to just succeed. Like, you just have to do well and be a good person there. So,
it's out of your hands now, baby.
I know, but I want to talk to her like every day. Can I do that?
Oh, yeah, you can. 3-4 times a day. FaceTime. They love that when they're in college.
Well, and then, you know, you start thinking about it. It's like, wait, she's coming home in a few weeks. And they get break upon break upon break in her school, which is ridiculous. And then they get 6 weeks at winter. And I'm like, oh, God, this isn't going to work for me.
101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.